Hi, and thank you for listening to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Joel Burks. I am the Associate Minister of Contemporary Worship here at Mountain Brook Baptist Church, and I'm also serving as the Summer Interim Student Minister. So let's open up the Word of God and begin to read. We are in the book of Numbers this morning, or this afternoon, or whenever you listen to this podcast, and we are beginning in chapter 16, Numbers chapter 16. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest, to remove the censers from the charred remains and scatter coals some distance away, for the censers are holy. The censers of the men who sinned at the cost of their lives, hammer the censers into sheets to overlay the altar, for they were presented before the Lord and have become holy. Let them be a sign to the Israelites." For those of you who might not remember, we are in the middle of the story of Korah's rebellion, and just recently the ground has opened up and swallowed Korah and his co-conspirators, as well as fire has come down from the heavens and burned those who were also conspirators with them. So picking up in verse 39, "So Eleazar the priest collected the bronze censers brought by those who had been burned to death, and he had them hammered out to overlay the altar, as the Lord directed him through Moses. This was to remind the Israelites that no one except a descendant of Aaron should come to burn incense before the Lord, or he would become like Korah and his followers. The next day, the whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. 'You have killed the Lord's people,' they said. But when the assembly gathered in opposition to Moses and Aaron and turned toward the tent of meeting, suddenly a cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. Then Moses and Aaron went to the front of the tent of meeting, and the Lord said to Moses, 'Get away from this assembly so I can put an end to them at once.' And they fell face down. Then Moses said to Aaron, 'Take your censer and put incense in it, along with burning coals from the altar, and hurry to the assembly to make atonement for them. Wrath has come out from the Lord. The plague has started.' So Aaron did as Moses said, ran into the midst of the assembly. The plague had already started among the people, but Aaron offered the incense and made atonement for them. He stood between the living and the dead, and the plague stopped. But 14,700 people died from the plague, in addition to those who had died because of Korah. Then Aaron returned to Moses at the entrance to the tent of meeting, for the plague had stopped." Let's turn now to Psalm number 20. Psalm number 20 is where we will pick up. "For the director of music, a psalm of David. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers them from his heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise and stand firm. Lord, give victory to the king. Answer us when we call." Now we'll pick up with Paul's letter to the church in Corinth. We are in the book of 2 Corinthians, and today we're going to pick up in chapter 12, starting with verse 1. "I must go on boasting, although there is nothing to be gained. I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise and heard inexpressible things that no one is permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth, but I refrain. So no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say, or because of these surpassingly great revelations. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Thank you for joining me for the reading of God's Word today. I am constantly reminded, and this verse always sticks out to me in the psalm that we read in verse 7, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." I think so many times we can find ourselves putting trust in things of this world, the things that this world say should bring us peace and comfort and even power, whether it is money or political aspirations or fill in the blank, whatever the world says will bring us power. We tend to find ourselves putting trust into those things, but Scripture is very clear that the things that make sense to this world don't make sense in God's kingdom. So take Jesus, for example. Jesus laid down his life for us. He died, but through his death, he gains power. That is not the normal way. You know, even his disciples expected him to be riding into town, sort of as the psalm says, with chariots and horses to take over Jerusalem. But that is not that was not Jesus's mission. His mission was to come and lay down his life. So today, as we go out into the world, I would ask you to put your trust into your Lord, into Jesus Christ, not into the things that this world says are important. We are called to live differently. We are called to put our trust into different things. So let's put this scripture to use today. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Lord, give victory to the King. Answer us when we call. Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you so much for giving us some time today to sit aside, to read your word, and to just dwell with you. Thank you for David and for these psalms that he has written. Help us to find ways to apply them to our lives. Help us to trust in you, Father, even when it's hard, even when it doesn't seem like trusting in you is going to be what brings a resolve to our situation. Help us always to turn to you first before we turn to the things of this world. Thank you for Jesus and for his death on the cross, and through that death, we can have new life. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.